are talking about the short documentary, The Great Connector, the story of the Lawrence Hopewell Trail. And here to talk to us about it is the director of the documentary, Tom Benty. Tom, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on making the documentary and getting accepted.
Oh, thank you, Sophia. Yeah, it's such an honor always to screen at Garden State. I love coming every year as a spectator, as a filmmaker. It's such a great time, and I'm really happy and proud to be a part of it once again in 2023.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so proud that you keep submitting to Garden State Film Festival and that you keep making awesome films. Congrats to you. I'm honored I get to interview today about this documentary. Let's get it started by you telling everybody a little bit about The Great Connector.
Sure. So I'm someone who's very much a part of the outdoor community in New Jersey. I've made films about the Jersey Shore. I've made documentaries about sailing clubs in New Jersey. But I also have a love and passion for a little bit inland in New Jersey. And I'm a big bike rider, both road cycling and also on trails. And the Lawrence Hopewell Trail is a beautiful trail in Mercer County connecting Lawrence and Hopewell townships. And I've been riding it for a few years, and I looked into the history of it, and I thought it was very interesting how in the early 2000s, these executives from Bristol-Myers Squibb and from Educational Testing Services came together, and they worked with local communities as part of corporate outreach. And they created this beautiful 20-mile plus trail that is still ongoing, and there's still more to add. But I just thought it was just such a great thing about how corporations can come together working with the local communities at the local level to create something wonderful that I take advantage of, that millions and millions of people take advantage of in locally, and also people come from all around to really experience this trail. And when you think of New Jersey, I mean, people that live here know that there's a lot more to it than just highways and refineries, but a lot of people don't really know the beauty of the nature here in New Jersey. And this trail really exemplifies that. And I wanted to tell the story. I wanted to interview the people that were a part of it, people at the state level, people at the county level, and at the town level, and how they came together to create this trail. And I also wanted to showcase, which highlights in the documentary as well, like all the people that are taking advantage of it. So you have individuals commuting to work via bike on the trail. You have people that are just experiencing it for the nature benefits, and it's a big part of their lives. And I thought, what a wonderful story to tell. And I think I did a really good job of showcasing what it means to the community and how everything came together.
You absolutely did. It is a wonderful story to tell. And I love hearing that you are a lover of this trail. You bike ride it. We see in the documentary you on the trail riding. It is just so amazing. And I love that it's filmed in New Jersey. The trail's in New Jersey. You get to see some of the beautiful nature that Jersey has to offer. So I want to ask you, when you first thought, let me see the research and the history behind this trail, did you know you wanted to make a documentary, or it wasn't until after gathering in this information that you were like, this would be a good documentary?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm always looking for cool stories to tell, especially stories that I'm passionate about. And I wanted to tell a story about nature in New Jersey, but I didn't know the specifics of this trail. And when I found out how it came to be and how these corporations came to be, I was really interested, and I wanted to highlight the people and make it a testament to all the great people all these years later that are still working together to really highlight the community benefits and be a part of this great community.
When did that happen? What year did you first decide to start making this documentary, and how long did it take to put together?
So I started in 2019, I think in the fall, so kind of right before the pandemic. And we did a bunch of interviews, I think in November, down by the trail. And then obviously the world went upside down. And then it was, I think in December of 2020, I got I think some of the final interviews. And then during that time, I think in October 2020, that's when I did a lot of the biking stuff. And I have some cool GoPro footage and some cell phone footage to kind of give it the documentary a little bit of a narrative tone to it, to showcase like one person's experience of riding the trail and how it all connects to all the people involved with creating it.
Wow. Well, it's nice to know that the pandemic didn't hinder any of this documentary process, and you kept fighting through it. So you have interviewed a lot of people in this documentary: presidents, co-presidents, the mayor of the townships, people who love the trail just like you. How did you know who to interview? How did that all come together?
Well, I started with the people that founded the trail, Miss Becky Taylor, who was working at Bristol Myers at the time, and Miss Eleanor Horn, who's also featured in the documentary. They're really the two people that founded the trail. And she was working at Educational Testing Services. And once I had an initial meeting with those two individuals, that's when everything kind of came into place. And they were really very happy for me to tell this story. And they were very open, and they pointed me in the right direction. And I've been working with them throughout the editing process to make sure that I was highlighting the trail the best way that I possibly could, and that it really reflected the greatness of the trail and all the people that were involved with it.
Wow. And you also have some lovers of the trail as well. Were you just like sitting on the trail waiting for people to come and stopping them, asking them to be interviewed, or how did that happen?
No, that was all pre-planned. So I contacted Becky and Eleanor, and they got me in touch with all the individuals that were highlighted in the trail.
Oh, amazing. So I want to talk to you about you as a filmmaker and a director. You've made many films in the past. We know you at Garden State Film Festival. First question for you is, why do you love telling stories, and what stories do you like to tell?
Oh man, I love telling stories. I mean, Sophia, you know, I mean, it showcases the human condition. It showcases humanity. It showcases what it is to be a person on this crazy planet. It brings people together. Exactly, right. Exactly. I mean, it's who we are as people, as human beings, as emotional creatures, as spiritual creatures, as physical creatures. I mean, this is who we are. So to tell stories, we learn about the human condition, and that's what I'm passionate about. And that's why I continue to do what I do, because it's never ending, right? You can never learn enough about that condition. It's always expanding. I mean, that's what art is.
Oh, I love it. I love the passion I'm feeling hearing you talk about filmmaking. And you have made regular narrative films as well as documentary. This is not your first documentary that you've directed, correct?
No. I made the year before I made one. I love the Jersey Shore. That's my heart and soul. Every summer I'm in Seaside, as most of the people that know me know. So there's a Seaside Park Yacht Club, and that started in 1899. And I told that story as well. And it's on my YouTube channel if you wanted to check it out. I didn't do the festival circuit because it was during the pandemic when I think it was finished. And I just wanted to put it online. And that got also a great reception as well. People were really just so happy that I told that story. And people that love the shore, I mean, they know what I'm talking about. And it's just part of your DNA. And I highlighted that story in that documentary. And people continually message me and come up to me when I'm at the shore. And they're like, I saw that. You really captured the essence of what it means to be someone who spends their summer at the shore and who spends their summer at the Seaside Park Yacht Club. So that's another great doc you can check out on my YouTube channel, Tom Benty Media.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. I was going to ask you to shout out that YouTube channel so we can check that out. And everybody loves the Jersey Shore. It's such a huge part of Jersey. So I love that you made that. And just what have you learned making these projects, making these documentaries as a filmmaker and director yourself? What's some advice you can give to other people who might want to make these projects?
I think just be open and just be curious. Don't necessarily let hindrances get in your way. Like, there's a lot you can do for very little. I mean, this documentary didn't cost me. I mean, edited it myself. So there was really very little cost involved except for the time and I guess going to the places. But just be open, be curious, have a passion for anything and tell those stories. Like Sophia, you said, I mean, you have to have the passion to be able to tell a great story and find out what your passion is. And then that will lead you in the right direction.
Right. And telling stories that you love, you're telling stories that are so close to you. And I think that's why they're the way they are, because you can feel that love and feel that passion.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. And during these process, you know, we put on the news, you see so much horror, and not that like there's good stories to be told. There's bad stories to be told. But what I learned from this documentary and from the other one I made from Seaside is that there are a lot of great people out there. There's a lot of great stories to be told. And I wanted to highlight that and showcase it to a wide audience.
So when it comes to this documentary, The Great Connector, what would you say the most challenging part of the process was?
The most challenging part, obviously the pandemic. So that was a huge time gap. So there was a lot of time that went by. Also, I think just, you know, when you set out, like, I want to tell this story about the Lawrence Hopewell Trail, it's like, well, you know, you read stuff online, the basic synopsis is online, but how do you want to go about it? So I think with any documentary, it comes together in the editing room, and that requires a lot of time where you're going through the footage and you're highlighting, well, okay, so now they're talking about kind of the inception. Now they're talking about the benefits. So you have to organize that and then put it together in a cohesive fashion so that there is a narrative, but it can't seem too stringent. It has to kind of connect. So that's the challenge, is making it, taking all this footage, taking all these different excerpts and really molding it into something that tells a cohesive story that is fluid and that is free flowing, that doesn't feel like it's too forced. It has to feel natural. And I think that's the challenge with any documentary.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be a challenge, making that story, but also cutting down those interviews, because I'm sure they were much longer than what we see in the documentary.
Exactly. Yeah, just cutting it down, working with Eleanor and Becky to make sure that they understand, or they're on the same page with me in terms of what I think is the most viable. So, that's where the time comes in, is where you're going through the footage and really making sure you're getting whatever needs to be told in a way that makes the most sense and is most creatively appealing.
Right. And how long did that editing process take?
That was a few months. I'm pretty good with how I film and edit. So once I film, I don't just kind of leave it there. I go through the footage and I organize everything. Mm-hmm. So when it does, just like when writing as well, like, you know, I write the outline, and once I have the outline, I go and I facilitate that. So as soon as I'm filming, I'm getting that footage, I'm organizing it. And then once I have an idea of where everything needs to be, I just put it all together. But it was definitely several months for sure. I mean, the process, I started in 2019, and then this didn't finish till, I guess, almost like last year, 2022. So it was, a few years there, a good 3 years.
Right. So Tom, you are an actor yourself. You write, you direct, you edit. Do you have any favorite roles? Not acting roles, like any of those roles that you,
oh, okay,
that you play. Yeah. What's your favorite hat to wear?
I mean, I love acting. Yeah, I mean, I love it all, Sophia. I mean, I really love it all. There's not one part that I love more. I love telling stories, I love being part of the story. I love acting for sure. I mean, that's a whole lot of fun. So I can't really say that there's one that I like more than the other. I like it all.
Okay, I love it. And we hear in the documentary some people's favorite parts about the trail and what do they love about the trail. And you mentioned a little bit, but I would love to shout it out again. What's your favorite thing about the Lawrence Hopewell Trail? Why do you keep riding it? What do you love about it?
My favorite section of the trail, and they talk about it a lot in the documentary, is Mercer Meadows. It's just this beautiful area that the trail goes through, and it has a lot of just beautiful flowers, and it's really something special. And what I'm really hoping with these documentaries that I produce, specifically about the Lawrence Hopewell Trail, is it shows people, like, hey, you know, you hear people, they say, oh, you know, there's nothing to do, or I'm so bored. Like, get out there. There's a lot to do. Like, you just have to experience it. And, you know, it doesn't even cost much money. Like, this is a free trail that you can just enjoy, and all the benefits that you're going to get from it, health benefits, emotional benefits, just the, you know, just feeling a sense of peace and a sense of calm that really only comes with being outside. And also the community involvement of being a part of this community that enjoys nature is huge. So I really hope this inspires people in New Jersey, if you're not familiar with the trail and outside of New Jersey, to just get out there and do something, right?
You know, you definitely inspired me. I was born in Jersey, raised in Jersey, still live in Jersey, and I love hiking, me and my sister. And I don't think I've ever been to this trail. And I didn't know how big it was. You showed the map in the documentary. Like, I'm definitely hitting up this trail.
Yeah, it's over 20 miles. It's a great biking trail. It's a great walking trail. And it connects with other trails as well. So the DNR Canal is another trail that I really love riding on as well. And the trail connects. So that's why it's the great connector. It connects people, connects communities. It connects you to nature. It really just brings everything together. And I highly recommend anyone out there to take advantage of it, really any time of the year, even in the winter, to just experience nature and to experience what we have to offer here in New Jersey.
Oh, I love that. What a perfect way to end this off, because I have one more question for you before we hop off, but it's like, it really is the great connector. This film is, that's what the documentary is called, the trail itself, and film in general is a great connector. So shout out to your title. I mean, great title. Before we jump off, I would love to hear why you keep submitting and coming back to Garden State Film Festival. This is not your first time. What do you love about the festival, and how does it feel to have the Great Connector screen here this year?
Oh man, I've been coming to the Garden State Film Festival since 2004. I think was the first year I came.
Wow.
So
OG
all the way, man. And I remember being in that Paramount Theater back in 2004 and watching these really cool independent films. And obviously it was a completely different landscape than it is now. So it was like, you know, to have an independent film back then was something different. It was something very unique. Like now we all have access to making films, but that back then it was obviously something different. But I remember watching these films back then and just thinking, wow, if I could create something, if I could, you know, be a part of this community of filmmakers here in New Jersey. And then, you know, years later, they have my first feature film at the Jersey Shore screen in 2012 at the Garden State Film Festival. And then all these other films, Flat Brim in 2015. I had a commercial, in, I think, in 2019 about the Forum Theater in Metuchen. You know, all these films throughout the years. And just as a spectator and as a filmmaker, it's such an honor to be a part of this community. You know, it's always on my calendar every March. I'm going to Asbury Park. I'm watching cool films. I'm reconnecting with all these great filmmakers. It's such a great yearly tradition. And just to be a part of it for all these years and see how it's evolved, but yet stay true to its roots of being a really New Jersey film festival is so inspiring. And I can't tell you just how lucky and blessed I feel to be a part of it once again. And I really continue to go, and I hope to for many, many years to come, because it's such a great festival. You see so many great films and you get to meet all these cool people and reconnect with people maybe you haven't seen in a while. And it's about collaboration and creating more work. And it's the community, just like this film is about a community. The Garden State Film Festival, obviously, as you know, is a big community, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Wow, what a pleasure hearing you say all of that and to interview today, to hear that you first came as just an audience member inspired to make a film and look at where you are now. I'm so honored that Garden State Film Festival got to be a little bit of that inspiration for you, and that you keep coming back and making these wonderful projects. So thank you so much for making The Great Connector, bringing it to Garden State Film Festival. Let me tell everybody how they can see this documentary. It will be screening Sunday, March 26th. In the Asbury Hotel and Asbury Hall in the film block, 12:15 to 2:30 p.m. So definitely check it out. We know Tom's going to be there. So come meet Tom and have a great time at the festival. Tom, I'll definitely see you there. Thank you so much again for taking time out to talk to us.
Thanks so much, Sophia. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'll see you at the festival.